We lived in Mirosice, a small Slovak village in the region of Topolčany that was home to just 700 people. It was a typical village, with the one pub and the Catholic church providing the entire social life for the locals. My father frequented the pub in order to keep up to date with all the news. There were no newspapers, so information was best secured over a beer or a slivovitz, plum brandy. The pub owner, Mr. Varga, usually sat and drank with his customers, while his wife did all the work. Infrequent visitors, who were on their way elsewhere, were immediately offered food by Mrs. Varga. She was a first-rate hostess. From what I remember, the pub was always open. There were no particular hours, and the door was never locked. Anyone who passed by always nipped in for a drink and a chat. My father used to say, "Even the horses have learned to stop outside." News and gossip were also gleaned from the parish priest, who was a great friend of our family. My parents particularly enjoyed playing cards with him. The old church was probably the most striking building in the village, its simple Gothic interior dating all the way back to 1397, and the steeple was the first thing a visitor would see as they approached the village. Father Harangozo was a small, stout man whose constant kindness and acts of charity and partiality to enjoying a few drinks made him very popular as a neighbour. He lived in a small house beside the church with his sister Marguerite, who acted as his housekeeper and secretary. Aside from his parochial duties, he also taught religion in the local school. A Hungarian, he was delighted with the fact that my educated parents could talk to him in his own language. Of course, his busiest day was Sunday, when the church bells rang out, summoning the relevant villagers to Mass. They would emerge out of their houses in their best clothes. After Mass, the men headed in groups to the pub, while the women headed home to make the dinner. My grandparents' shop was the only decent one for miles around. Far from big, the shop was basically a small room with a counter that separated the public from the small living area out back. It was a mixed hardware store that provided everything from flour, sugar, needles and thread, to paper, glue, and whatever the busy housewife needed to clean her house. If you wanted something more than this, maybe a new outfit or a pair of shoes, you had to take the single daily bus to the next town. My abiding memory of the shop is how every single item was accounted for and had its own special place. It was always pristine, the dust, imaginary or otherwise, being swept out the door several times a day.